He said there were commies down here. It's a liberal station. I come on down here. I try to straighten it out, but of course, oh no. They're not going to listen to me. Who am I? I'm on? Wait a minute. Give me a second. Hello out there in Radio Land. It's a little bit after 9:45 here. Sunday evening. And as we all know, that means it's time for Papa Prell, better known as Controversy, for our habit of taking up very controversial subjects here on KZSU Stanford. That's 90.1 on your FM dial. We got a big subject tonight, and I'm sure it has something to do with how we got cut off the air by accident, of course, I'm sure. And the topic tonight is civil disobedience. Our protesters on the right track. And I'm sure that we're going to have a lot of people out there in Radio Land that are going to have their 2 cents worth to put in on this topic. The special Prell hotline number, by the way, is 725-4868. That's a special Prell hotline. And it's active for these next 15 action-packed minutes. And I'm sure that you're going to have something to say. I hope it's as hot as the controversial topic we picked. I must admit this is a very timely topic. Seeing how last, sometime here during the week here, some protester, you know, he happened to be a Vietnam vet. He was probably, dishonorably discharged. I don't know, but he lies out on the tracks. Now this guy, I don't know. Maybe he was sick, you know? They talk about delayed, shell reaction, stuff like that. But this guy lays down in front of a speeding locomotive. I don't know, maybe the guy thinks he's Superman or something. I don't know. Maybe the locomotive was made of kryptonite. Obviously something went wrong, because it ran over him, and, it's gonna be pretty hard for him to take a stand from now on. You get what I'm saying there? Well, I'm really interested to hear what you have to say on the subject. And, of course, the Prell hotline is 725-4868. I see the phones light up and then disappear there. You gotta hang on there for a while. And, maybe they're just cutting you off there. You know, there seems to be a lot of sabotage going on at the station here lately. And, quite frankly, I'm very suspicious. I was on Face the Station, maybe a few of you heard me there, and, I talked half an hour at length, and I think I gave the Prell unabridged, philosophy there, and it upset a few people, if you know what I'm saying there. And, I mean, you should expect things like this to happen. But the topic tonight is civil disobedience. We're not gonna talk about me, as much as I love to do it. But civil disobedience, of course, is the topic. And we've got our first caller here. Let's see what they have to say. Prell Show, you on the air.
Hey, Papa, how's it going?
Pretty good, caller.
What are you talking about?
The topic tonight is civil disobedience. And the question is, are protesters on the right track?
I can't hear you.
Are protesters on the right track with this civil disobedience stuff?
Protesters on the right track?
Uh-huh. As I'm sure you're probably aware, protesters have gotten more militant through the years. And, well, recently we had one lying down in front of a train. What do you think of that, caller?
I think that sucks.
Now, wait a minute. Let's watch the language there, caller.
Oh, I think that's, the pits.
You think it's the pits, eh?
Yeah, I hate you, Papa.
You hate me?
Yeah.
Well, I hate you. Oh, boy. You know, I try to run a civilized show here. I get on Stanford, which I think's a rather civilized station. At least I thought it was a civilized station before tonight. The Hoover Institution there. The Hoover Tower. I mean, where can you go wrong? That's two Hoovers in a row. But, well, what can I say? Boys will be boys. Well, what about girls? Let's get a few girls to call us here at 725-4868. Let's hear what they think about this protester laying out in front of the train there. If he's a weirdo, or if maybe he had a point to make. We're getting a call right now. Let me get to him here. As soon as, here we go. I can never work these things right. Prell Show, you on the air.
Papa Prell!
That's me, and this is Controversy. Go ahead, caller.
What are you talking about?
The topic tonight is protest, and just what should protesters do? You got an opinion on that, caller?
Yeah, about the guy who got ran over by the train?
Uh-huh, that's the one.
Man, you know, totally, I think that guy's, I mean, you know, protest is cool, but, you know, that guy who got ran over is total stupidity.
Uh-huh. Well, let me ask you this, caller.
You know, I would have got out of the way.
You would have gotten out of the way, eh?
You know, I mean, protest is cool, but for a good cause. But I mean, getting in front of the train is a little bit serious.
That does seem a little weird there. What do you think the caller? What do you think the protester thought was going to happen when the train was sitting there going full blast? I mean, you know, what was going through his mind there? Assuming he had one.
I mean, any reasonable guy would get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, would you get out of the way?
Well, I wouldn't be there in the first place, quite frankly. But...
I mean, if you were protesting, would you get out of the way?
Well, you know, it'd have to be a good cause to go protest. But, you know, there's legal protest and then there's illegal protest. Well...
No, but I'm asking you a question. Would you get out of the way?
Well, I wouldn't have been there, but if I had been there, I would have gotten out of the way.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that proves it, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, over the years, we've
been... Not, you know, those people who protest, you know, show... they're all... You know, they just show all stupidity.
Well, tell me this, Carla. Carla, what are you going to think when that protester... wins $5 or $10 million in court, taxpayers' money, for his stupidity? Are you going to cheer that decision?
No, man. I'm going to go there and, you know, I'll pound some heads, man.
Well, that's good, Carla. I think you're on the right track there.
I know, man. So, did you see when they tore up all the train tracks?
They tore up all the train tracks?
Yeah, today.
You know, it doesn't surprise me a bit here. We've been seeing a lot of this vandalism stuff here. They had some bit there on genetic engineering, and they tore up other plants there, you know? It's like
they
did...
You know, them people, you know, I wish I could have went by and just kicked the crap out of all.
Now, watch that language there, Carla. I'm going to have to take a few other calls. Hopefully a little more clean. You know, we only approve we believe in communication in the sincere sense, and that includes clean language. Can you follow that format there, Carla?
I know, man, but, you know, it just makes me mad.
Uh-huh. Well, it makes me mad, quite frankly, but I'm hoping to hear some of the opposition here, and the number is 725-4868.
Okay.
You know, you sound like you got some other people in the background there. Does anybody have an opinion?
I'm at a party right now.
Oh, a party, eh? Communist party?
My friend's going to the Marines right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name is Jim DeLong.
Well, give him... That's my alma mater. Years. Give the man a pat on the back there. Tell
him we're drinking hella beer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I love it when they join the Marines. Uh-huh.
Are you a gook?
Am I a gook? Well, I'm not a gook, but you're a gook, and thanks for calling, but don't do it again. Oh, boy. We always get these types here, Sunday night. I try to have a serious topic here. It's about protest, and I think while we're waiting for the lights to light up here on the phone call, 725-4868, I might just mention a certain of the events that have been occurring here in these illegal protests. These tactics have included armed rebellion. We've seen that way back in the 1850s with Jonathan Brown. Taking over an entire town, shooting people, but it was for a good cause, you know. It was for slavery, and I'm sure a lot of people were against that, and so was Jonathan Brown, but nevertheless, he took people's lives to achieve it there. Another interesting act of terrorism slash protesting was the crossing of nuclear test sites. When they're about to blow a bomb, they trespass and kind of dare the government to shoot them, huh? Or blow the, or have the test, you know what I'm saying there? Vandalism, vandalizing the bacteria test sites, we mentioned that, of course. Stealing lab animals, going in there and freeing the lab animals for animal rights. I still want to get one of these guys on my show. I mean, they sound really weird, you know what I'm saying? Bombing abortion clinics, that's my favorite there. You go into an abortion clinic and you say, we don't believe in killing or murder, so they go and they bomb it. Explain that to me, Carlos. 725-4868. We also have storming the trustee meetings. I'm not going to go pointing any fingers to Amy Carter, but she did get suspended for that, rightfully so. And, of course, riots, which include Liberty City, and we've had quite a variety of those, going all the way back here to L.A., if I'm not mistaken. But that number to give a call for your opinion is 725-4868, better known as 725-4868. Area code 415, that's a special Prell hotline, and we got a caller right here. Go ahead, Carla. You're on the air.
Hi, is this Papa Prell?
This is Papa Prell.
Hi, I'm calling you from the other side.
The other side, eh? The other side of what? Are you fat?
Not the country.
Oh, the country, eh?
Yeah, I just want you to know your fan club out here is doing really well.
My fan club,
even
eh?
Even though we can't hear the show.
Oh, you can't hear the show, eh?
We support you.
Well, let me explain that, Carla. We've been having a lot of problems here down at the station, a lot of sabotage. I think there's some people that don't want this opposing point of view, but that's my own point of view. You see what I'm saying?
Huh?
Listen, I've got some other callers here, Carla, but I appreciate your call. Do you have an opinion on protesters?
On protesters?
Uh-huh.
I think they should protest in a peaceful way that doesn't hurt anyone else.
Uh-huh. So you don't think you would have stood out in front of that train?
Train?
Obviously, you're not picking us up, but thanks for calling. Prell Show, you on the air. Go ahead, Carla. Boy, You know, that's my favorite call every night. I think it's Bob. I think the guy's name is Bob. He calls up and he hangs up. But that's cool with me. Because, quite frankly, we're not getting very interesting points of view. But here's something to spice it up a little bit. For our next caller, we're going to give a free pizza away. That's right, a free pizza. Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue. And we want to hear what's coming out of your mouth, and we'll put pizza in it afterwards. And that number's 725-4868. To be specific, that'll be 2 free slices of cheese and a fountain soft drink at Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue in Palo Alto, of course. That's a freedom of speech a protest there. The gentleman down there at Classics Pizza likes our show, hopefully. I hope as much as I like, we're non-commercial, so I can't say that. 725-4868 for the first caller who gets in here on the Papa Prell show, 2 free slices of cheese and fountain soft drink. And hopefully they'll have an opinion to make on controversy, the topic being protesters, are they on the right track? We're going to be going till 10:15 here, but I'm not going to wait all night for these callers to call. 725-4868. I have a couple other notes here on the topic, of course. I believe, this is Prell speaking, you know, I mean, not Stanford, this is Prell, that some of these protests here are small-scale terrorism. Oh, we got a first call calling in. I'm going to go ahead and let him wait a little bit. I had to wait. It's his turn. And quite frankly, you know, it's illegal, and I don't see a lot of difference here between people that are going onto aircraft and holding people at gunpoint to get their point of view across. Let's hear what this caller has to say. Prell, show you on the air.
I don't know about this illegal stuff, man.
You don't know about it, eh?
Well, I'm going to be a cop, all right? So I'm not into anything illegal, okay?
You're going to be a cop?
Yeah, I think you're full of shit.
Oh, really? Well, you don't get the pizza. I love that. Well, hopefully we got another caller here, and he'll have something to say. Prell, show you on the air. Go ahead, hang up on me, caller, and lose your free pizza. Care of Classics Pizza at 340 University Avenue. That's our first serious call that we get. We'll deserve 2 free slices of cheese, a fountain soft drink at Classics Pizza, 340 University. And you know, quite frankly, I'm not going to be a bit upset if nobody calls in, because I'm a little bit hungry myself. After our topic on the people the other week of overweight, the people that didn't pull their own weight around, I'll just settle for one slice and save the other for later. But that's 340 University, Classics Pizza, first caller that gives us a call at 725-4868, special Prell hotline, and we're waiting for your opinion on civil disobedience. Our protesters on the right track. Well, we're waiting for that call there. We've only got a few more minutes, of course. They better be rushing to their phones, quite frankly. But I think the person there that lied out in front of the tracks, I think it's rather ironic, you know, that the guy's going to go to court, and he's probably going to win ungodly millions from the taxpayers, that's you and me, and we're going to pay for his stupidity. I want to know what you think about that. You know the phone number. I'm not going to repeat it again. But personally, I think the guy doesn't have a leg to stand. I mean, you know what I'm saying there. Well, it looks like we got a caller. Let's see what they have to say. Prell, show, you're on the air.
Hi, can I speak to Papa Prell, please?
This is Papa Prell, you're on controversy, caller.
Okay, now, I'm supposed to tell you what I think about the guy that laid on the track?
Uh-huh.
Well...
And let me warn you here, caller. It better be serious, or we're going to cut you out. And I'll tell you, there's another caller on the line, and he's going to get the free pizza. So you better make sure that you don't cut.
I think what they did is wrong. I think the train had it in for him or something.
The train had it in for him.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, how would you have stopped the train, caller?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Well,
how would you have stopped the train?
I think they stopped it rather well with the blood of that fella all over the place. Quite frankly, they had to stop it then. But I don't think you could go stopping trains whenever somebody stands in front of it. They're not supposed to be standing there. It's illegal property.
True.
And,
But he had a point to make.
He had a point to make. Well, let me ask you this, caller. The terrorist that shot Schleslinger, whatever the guy's name, and the Achille Lara had a point to make there, too. Do you think that he did it properly?
Yes, but he did a point by killing someone else.
Uh-huh.
He didn't sacrifice his own.
Oh, so when somebody sets himself on fire, that's the proper way to do it, eh?
Well, it gets things done.
Uh-huh. I'm sure it does.
Murder is one thing, but suicide is claiming your own life, not claiming someone else's.
Well, I bet you anything, caller, that this guy's going to have a lawsuit on his hands. He's going to try to sue the U.S. government. And then I'm going to wonder just how sincere he was about getting his point across. and I think we're going to see that he wasn't intentionally getting his legs cut off. It was just cut-and-dry stupidity. But we're interested, nevertheless, in your opinion, and you hold on the line there, and we'll get you your free pizza, care of classic pizza at 340 Palo Alto.
Okay.
That's 340 University Street, so hang on there, caller, all right?
Okay.
Let's take this other call here and see what they have to say. Prell, show you on the air.
Hi.
Hello there.
It's a great show, but I really wanted the pizza.
Oh, you really wanted the pizza, eh?
Yeah.
Well, you know where the store is, eh? Well, folks, that's about all the time we had this week for the Papa Prell Show. We appreciate all those calls. It's, no comment. But we especially appreciate Classics Pizza for their support. And next week we're going to have an even more dynamite topic. And maybe even more dynamite topping. Who knows? you're of course listening to KZSU Stanford. Controversy. A little bit over the dial here. A little bit extra time here because of the saboteurs. You can't hold a good man down. That's my motto. So until next week, same time. Controversy on the air, 9:45. This is Papa Prell saying God bless.